This podcast is sponsored by Mavericks Western Wear, your one-stop shop for all your rodeo and saddlery needs. Mavericks.net.au. Well, this is 98.9 FM, Murray Country, Dan here. And, of course, we'll remember on the 26th of January 2021, while walking their dogs, a young Brisbane couple were involved in a hit-and-run incident. Kate Ledbetter and Michael Field were tragically killed instantly. And Kate was also 6 months pregnant with her first child, Miles. A tribute has come out for them, Three Hearts, a song for Matt, Kate and Miles. And joining me in the studio is stepfather to Kate, Tom Richter. Tom, welcome, brother.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
And Jen Myers, our very own, who sings on the song. Jen, hello.
Thanks for having us in here, Dan. Means a lot.
And it's, I've heard the song and it's moving, goosebumps, all the feels. Tom, I'm going to start with yourself and you know, that day, it all happened. Can you walk us through it?
It was just, we were having just a quiet Australia day. And that evening, we just got a call and our world just blew into pieces, there are no words to describe how hard we were hit by that. And our lives haven't been the same, and they never will be the same.
I think it hit everybody. I remember just being in disbelief that could happen, especially, when the world that we live in now, that, we've got so much security and so many things in place for things like this not to happen. But, yeah, I think it rocked everybody, especially knowing that Kate was pregnant. That must have really affected your family and still does right now.
Well, she was our only child. And we were just so looking forward to being grandparents, and Matt was just such a wonderful young man, and we loved him, but we didn't just love him because he was Katie's partner. We loved him for himself. He was such a a warm, funny, hardworking guy, the families have come together incredibly. We're all so close, and we've all watched out for each other and checked on each other, and we continue to do so. But it's the word tragedy gets thrown around a lot about things, but this was a tragedy.
Tom, you're a muso. We know much of your work. You've done a lot of amazing work over the years, but this must have been the hardest thing to do is write a song and a tribute for the three lives lost.
Indeed, yeah. When we were planning the joint funerals, I was given the task of assembling the audio-visual elements of the service, and I had a whole bunch of photos that I'd put together, and I needed a soundtrack to that. And nothing seemed to be right. So I thought, well, you're supposed to be a songwriter. Why don't you write them something? And time was getting away. So I rang my friend Ian Belcher from Alien Sound in Budrum, and I said, mate, could you record something for me tomorrow? And he said, no worries, what is it? And I said, it's a song that I haven't even written yet. And he said, no, I'll just clear everything for tomorrow. And so I sat down to write. I fairly quickly came up with the title, Three Hearts, and the theme of Three Hearts. And I got a melody and a first verse together, and I realized that I just couldn't sing it. Emotionally, I wasn't going to be able to do it, and you know, the melody needed a better voice than mine to deliver it. And I thought immediately of Jen. Jen Myers is just a consummate vocalist. And so I contacted Jen and I sent her the first verse and the melody just to check the, you know, the key. And she got back to me and just said, you know, it's beautiful. And that gave me the, you know, the courage to finish the song. And we recorded it the next day.
This might sound like a stupid question, but what has life been like since that day? Are you able to, you know, move forward? I mean, is this music helping to move?
Well, music in general helps with anything, you know, and it's helped me, you know, just the ability to lose yourself in music. It's a thing where you're very much in the moment, which is incredibly helpful, you know. But you know, day to day, you know, we struggle mightily. Things that you used to take for granted aren't there anymore. The ability to just ring up your daughter and talk to her. Things that strike you as funny that you think she would find funny, you can't communicate that to her. Everything has a hollow ring to it. But the support that we've had from family, friends, complete strangers all around Australia, you know, that's helped us get through and continues to help us get through.
I'm struggling to do this interview knowing the emotion behind it, and I can't thank you enough for being, you know, so open and sharing and getting this song out to the world to remember those amazing lives lost. And Jen, how hard is it for you to sing this song?
Oh, well, it's definitely not easy. If you noticed, you know, I won't be able to make eye contact with you. You know, like it's not something I can do while I'm singing, or I can't make eye contact with Tom while I'm singing. It's really difficult because as a singer, what you try to do is you try to connect to a lyric, and you can't, like in with this one especially, if it's very emotional, you have to ride this kind of walk this tightrope of emotion where you're connecting but not jumping into the pool of emotion fully. I will say that when Tom sent me the first couple verses of the song, you know, I hadn't seen the rest of the song. I didn't realize that verse one would be dedicated to Kate, verse two dedicated to Matt, and verse three dedicated to Miles. And when I got everything from Tom late that night, I woke up the next morning early thinking, okay, great, I'll sort out the song and I'll be in the studio that afternoon with Tom and Ian. And, you know, I just honestly could not get through it. Like, I was at home just struggling to get the words out. I actually got a phone call from Alan Caswell around the time that I was trying to do it, and I ended up pouring my guts out to Alan on the phone. You know, he was not ready for it, and I just cried my eyes out to him on the phone thinking, how am I going to get through this? But for some amazing reason, I don't know, there's some reserve of strength, there's some kind of grace in the air at Ian's studio that day between Ian and Tom and I. We kept it together enough to do the job and get it done. And then, you know, as much as we could comfort Tom, and what we hope is that the song comforts everybody out there who knew Kate and Matthew, who was really looking forward to meeting and expecting Miles, the families, everyone who came out to support all of the families when they were looking for Frank the dog. Tom, you should talk about the proceeds and the homicide victims.
Yeah, well, in the aftermath of the event, we were contacted by a group called Queensland Homicide Victim Support Group, and they just offered us counselling, support, even financial assistance with funeral costs and things like that, and they were just amazing. and they're still in contact with us now, and they do, you know, amazing work, and it's all free for people whose lives are, you know, unfortunately affected by homicide. And so, you know, if you like the song, if you're touched by the story, please consider donating to that group, Queensland Homicide Victim Support Group.
Yeah, and all proceeds from the download sales of Three Hearts will go towards Kate's memorial. And look, it's just a wonderful thing. We'll share the links on our social media and on the podcast link here as well. You mentioned Frank the dog there. Jen, I'm an animal lover, and obviously Kate and Matt were as well. And I guess, you know, seeing the, you know, the story or following along with it and Frank being found, you know, it's hard to put a silver lining on this, but, you know, Frank being with you.
Yeah, Frankie, she's, you know, there were two big dogs that were just, you know, total family members. You know, they didn't do anything without the dogs. And it's just amazing that the dogs survived. But Frankie ran off, and everybody went looking for Frankie, you know. The whole community was looking for her. And eventually she was found, and she was okay, you know. She was slightly injured, but she's fine now, and the two dogs are together. Yeah.
And dogs have a real sense that us humans don't really have, do they? They know sad, like, you know, they've got an understanding, I think, and you know, those dogs would certainly know. They're not there anymore.
Yeah. No. I've seen them many times since that. They're now living with Matt's parents down in the Redlands, and it's always lovely to see them, but you know, it's emotional to see them as well.
Tom, can't thank you enough for sharing the story and writing the song as well. It's such a powerful tribute, and you know, you'll always have that to remember them by. So,
yeah,
thank you very much, brother.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks for having me.
And Jen, amazing vocals on this song. We're gonna get you guys to play it for us live right now.
Thanks, Dan.
Two hearts, two much better if I tried to take you home, back to the way we were. Hold on just a little while. I never knew you at all. Wasn't time, you never open your eyes, but now I find, though you'll always be beside me, there's no way to guide me home, back to the way we were.
Podcast is sponsored by Mavericks Western Wear, your one-stop shop for all your rodeo and saddlery needs. Mavericks.net.au.